Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God for such a great service this morning.
Amen.
Wasn't it a great service?
Amen.
Amen. God moved by His Spirit.
Yes.
Now, before I minister tonight, I got some food for thought tonight.
All right.
Food for thought. The Bible. This book contains the mind of God, the state of man, the way of salvation, the doom of sinners, and the happiness of believers. Its doctrines are holy, its precepts are binding, its histories are true, and its decisions are immutable. Read it to be wise, believe it to be safe, and practice it to be holy. It contains light to direct you, food to support you, and comfort to cheer you. It is the traveler's map, the pilgrim's staff, the pilot's compass, the soldier's sword, and the Christian's character. Here paradise is restored, heaven opened, and the gates of hell disclosed. Christ is its grand object, our good is its design, and the glory of God its end. It should fill the memory, rule the heart, and guide the feet. Read it slowly, frequently, and prayerfully. It is given you in life and will be opened in the judgment and will be remembered forever. It involves the highest responsibility, will reward the greatest labor, and will condemn all who trifle with the sacred contents.
Amen.
Says author unknown. Isn't God good?
Amen.
God is so good.
Yeah.
He's faithful tonight.
Amen.
And He's true.
Yeah.
And He's holy. Now tonight, two scriptures. I'm going to read two scriptures tonight. Joshua 1:8. And in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 17. I have to do it around me. Yeah. 1:8. Amen, Brother Willie. One return. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what God told Joshua. This is for His people. It's for God's people today. Amen. The Gospel of John, chapter 1. Yeah, verse 17. So much in this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. God is good, isn't He?
Amen.
1:17. Yeah, the Gospel of John, 1:17.
For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
Amen. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank You for the Word of God. For Thy Word is forever settled in heaven. God, just have Your way tonight. Stir us up to do Your will. Move by Thy Spirit, Lord. Speak through these lips of clay, Lord. Help me to preach the word, to preach truth, only truth, Lord. Let Your divine will be done tonight. We thank You for the victory, Father, in Jesus' name and for the glory of God. Amen.
Amen.
Now, God's people Israel was in bondage and captivity in Egypt. And as God got ready to deliver his people from Egypt, he led Moses. He sent Moses to deliver his children. And Moses believed God. Because God had to convince Moses, you know, he told him this and that. And Moses said, I can't hardly speak. And God sent Aaron to be his spokesman. Amen? And Moses got down there and told Pharaoh, "Let my people go." God said, "Let my people go." And Pharaoh didn't believe it. Pharaoh said, "Now, who is this God? I don't know him." And today, a lot of people don't know God. Isn't that right? We live in the end time. We're living in a time when people don't know God. A lot of them don't. But God is faithful and true. And he's holy. And God is a man of his word. He'll do exactly what we can depend on God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Moses, God had 10 plagues. He was 10 plagues in order to deliver his people. 10 plagues. Now, you know, it was the frogs and flies and lice and fleas and water turned to blood and all of this, wasn't it? Amen. Now, but the last plague was death of the firstborn. But now, before God did all this, God told Moses, said, "You tell the children of Israel to go to their neighbors and borrow from them silver and gold." He said, "Borrow from them." Now, what they were doing, see, they had been in slavery all this time and hadn't received no wages, so they were just receiving back pay. Amen? So they went and borrowed from their neighbors. The Bible said how God led them forth with silver and gold, and there was not a feeble person among their tribe.
Amen.
So they went out of Egypt. But listen at this now. God take care of his people. God have a plan for his people.
Amen.
They went out of Egypt. And the word of God talks about the dog. So didn't the dog move his tongue? But when you really translate that out, I mean, didn't the dog even bark?
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Dog didn't even bark. See, God control everything.
Yeah.
How many of y'all know that?
Yeah.
Just one touch of the master's hand changes everything.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So they received the seven gold. But now God told them, it was a death angel. The tenth plague was an angel, a death angel coming through. And everybody that didn't have the blood, God told them to take a lamb and kill the lamb and take some hyssop and put blood over the lintel and over both sides of the door. And when a death angel came through, he would see the blood. He would pass over them. Would not destroy them. And this is what happened. When that angel came through, he saw the blood. He didn't destroy it. There didn't not one person of God's people die. The firstborn didn't die. But of Egypt, which didn't believe God, the firstborn from Pharaoh on down, even to the beast, the firstborn died. God had power all saints. I mean, God is God, and beside him there is no other God. I mean, we have a mighty God. Who is a God like unto our God? Can anybody tell me? Who? None of this. That right? God is true, and he's God all by himself. Isn't that right? In other words, what I'm saying, he had power over all. We have Father, Son, and Holy. We understand that. But God is he's holy and pure. And as they went out of Egypt, God led them to the Red Sea.
Amen.
And when they got to the Red Sea, the people looked back. See, because Pharaoh, God hardened Pharaoh's heart, and Pharaoh and his army began to follow the children of Israel. And they followed them. And when the children of Israel looked back and saw them coming, oh, my, my, my. First they cried out to God, and then they started in on Moses. That's right. Why don't you bring us out here into the wilderness? Was there not enough graves, enough room in Egypt for us to die and to bury us? And you brought us here in the wilderness to die. Hallelujah. That's what they said. But then God moved. God moved. They were standing by the Red Sea. They were standing by the Red Sea. And there was an angel that went before them. And the angel that went before them went behind them. And the pillar of cloud by day went behind them. Listen at God. The angel went behind them. The pillar of cloud went behind them. And to the children of Israel, it was light. But to the Egyptians, it was darkness. Isn't that something? What a mighty God we serve. The Egyptians couldn't see a thing. They had to just stay right there when God's people was on the move. God is faithful, saint. God will do what he said. God is true, but we need to believe God. Like the message we heard this morning. God wants us to believe him. Isn't that right? God wants us to believe him, and he wants us to be thankful. We're not thankful enough. I know I'm not. Ask God to help me. To be thankful. The Bible says, in all things give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And sometimes I catch myself. God, I've prayed about something, you, about something, and then God bring it to pass. And sometimes I hesitate a little before him. Thank God. I don't want to be that way. God wants us to, when he brings something to pass, when he blesses us and answers a prayer, God wants us to say, thank you, Lord. Isn't that right? He wants us to praise him and magnify him. God is holy, and he's worthy to be praised. We don't praise him enough. Hallelujah. The word of God says, serve the Lord with what? Gladness. Come before his presence with singing, knowing that the Lord, he is God. It is he that have made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with what? Thanksgiving. And to his courts with what? Praise. And what? Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to what? All generations. Hallelujah. What? Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Who have a God like him? Do I got nobody? Nobody. So therefore, my, I feel, glory be to God. I feel like, hallelujah. Thank God. Sometimes you feel like running for the Lord, don't you? But Pastor Benjamin used to, yes, I know what he means. Hallelujah. Feel like running through a troop and leaping over a wall for the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be Sanda. So God had his people right there. They had the light. The Egyptians had darkness, couldn't see where they were going because they're in the dark. Isn't that right? So, see, God turned the tables on the devil, on the enemy. When the Egyptians saw God's people up there, they said, we got them right where we want them. But God had him where he had them where he wanted him, didn't he? See, God turned the tables on the devil. And God will turn the tables on the devil for you if you live for him and trust him and obey him. Isn't that right? The devil think he, glory be to God. The devil think he's up here and got this in your face. And you say, Satan, you're a liar. And you're the father of a lie. So why you say that? Because God said you're a liar and you're the father of a lie. And I believe God, not you. So get on the move. Hallelujah. God is so good. Amen. Hallelujah. So God is faithful. The Red Sea was right there. And Moses said to them people, said, fear not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. And what did God do? God parted the waters, didn't he? He parted the waters of the Red Sea. Now, but let's think about this now. All that ocean got all kind of fish in the heaven. All kind of fish, whales, and sharks, and everything. But God moved everything out of the way. Amen. These people went through on dry land. Who can do that but God? Nobody. They went through on dry land. Thank God. They went through, thank God, and what, there was not a feeble one among their tribe. So God kept them in health, didn't it? And God blessed them as they traveled, thank God. Even their clothes and their shoes, he kept them. Isn't that right? Feet didn't swell. Shoes didn't get too little a bit. Hallelujah. A God, a mighty God we serve. Amen. God doesn't leave anything out, does it? He really doesn't. When we trust God and obey him, God will see us through. He'll take us through. He got them across. Hallelujah. Got them across the Red Sea. And he led them. God led them, didn't he? And after he got across the Red Sea, he led them to Sinai. See, that's why Moses received the law. See, we're talking about, hallelujah. Thank God. But it took a lot before he received that law. He got them there. And God told Moses, say, sanctify the people and tell them to wash their clothes. And God called Moses sort of up into the mountain, and the people was down, and God told Moses, he said, now you make borders, now the people can come just so close to the mountain. Don't let them touch. Isn't that right? Don't touch the mountain. If they do, they'll die. The man or beast would die. But why? Because God's holiness was there. Isn't that right? God's holiness was there. Thank God. The power of God, the anointing of God was there. And they couldn't touch that. Amen. But God spoke to Moses. And God spoke to Moses and let the people hear him speaking to Moses. Amen. It's in the scripture. Amen. And they said, Moses, you tell God, we'll hear you. God don't have to speak to us. We'll hear you. Why? Because of that fear, that great awe, thank God, that came upon them. Hallelujah. Because God, they felt the power of God. And you see, when it went up there, it was lightning, thundering, and smoke upon that mountain. Amen. But when God took Moses up to get the Ten Commandments, get the law. God took Moses up on the mountain to get the law. And God gave Moses two tables of stone that God wrote himself. The finger, isn't that something? Boy, I know that was perfect writing, wasn't it?
Amen.
God himself with the finger of God gave him two tables of stone. And Moses went down with the tables of stone in it as he was going down. With the tables of stone, they heard noise because Moses stayed up there so long, the people got nervous. They got upset. They got, what word I want to use here? There you go. They got impatient. And so they said, well, now this Moses who brought us out of Egypt, we don't know where he is. Make us gods to go before us. And Aaron said, you just got gold. Just give me your gold. They're right. And they stripped off the earring and all that stuff, gold. And hallelujah. Aaron caved in. Yes, he did. He caved in. Amen. Glory be to God. It's sad, isn't it? He had been in the presence of God, had seen the power of God, had seen God's anointing, had seen God's deliverance. And here he caved in and made him a calf. A golden calf. And they was worshiping this thing. And when Moses came down, him and Joshua came down and saw this thing, Moses threw down those tables of stone and broke them. He took that calf and burnt that calf in the fire, grind it to powder, and threw it in their water and made them drink. Isn't that something? Isn't that something?
Amen.
See, God don't play.
Come on, brother.
Does he? God love us with an everlasting love, but God want us to walk right before him, doesn't he? God want us to be holy.
Amen.
Bible said, be ye holy, for I am holy.
Yeah.
He want us to be holy.
Yeah.
And that message this morning oh God. I ask God to help me to really press in. I really, listen, I want to be a Christian saint. I'm talking about a genuine. I don't want to be no phony baloney. I don't. I want to be a, y'all pray for me. Pray that God said, Lord, help that brother. Help, he want to be right. I do. I want to be right with God. I really do. I don't, you know, at my age now, I ain't got no time to play around. Ever. No time at all. And when you're young, you don't have no time to play around. But especially when you get old, do you? Thank God. I want to go all the way with God. I want to finish well. Isn't that right? Thank God that it'd be said that he, this man did love the God. He loved God. And that's the main thing, is to love God. If you love God, you'll serve him, won't you?
Amen.
If you really love him. Jesus said, if you love me, what did he say? What?
Keep my commandments.
And he said, my commandments are not grievous. When you love God, too, you want to keep his commandments. You want to do the will of God. Like David said, Pastor Benjamin missing this morning. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And you'd be glad to go to the house of the Lord, to worship God, to serve him, to praise him, to magnify him, to honor him, to lift him up.
Amen.
Thank God. Hallelujah. Because there's no God like unto our God.
Amen.
It's God, thank God, that's faithful and true. It's God, thank God, that Jesus, I never leave you nor forsake you. And I believe that, don't y'all?
Amen.
So what does that mean? Tell me what that means. If he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He's always there. And that means he's able to take care of every situation if we'll let him, though. Isn't that right? Because, see, sometimes we stick our hands out there and put our hands on stuff. And God said, you know, we shouldn't be doing that. Let God handle it.
Amen.
He know how, saints. He know how to take care. He know how to handle things. By God. Oh, God, hallelujah. And sometimes we have to say, Lord, get me out of this mess. Isn't that right? Because, isn't that right? We get impatient. But, saints, what God is striving to do for us here, the message, this, and God's bringing some powerful messages through our pastor, and let's follow on to know the Lord. Let's really get in and follow God closely. Let's get behind our pastors and hold their hands up.
Amen.
Amen. Because they believe God. They love God. Hallelujah. And they're faithful to God. Isn't that something? They're faithful to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. And God is still saving souls. Just one touch from the King changes everything. Isn't that right?
Amen.
We need a touch. I need a touch tonight. I want a touch tonight. Thank God. I want a touch from the King tonight. Amen. In order that I be able to see him more clearly. Hear his voice more clearly.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But be obedient to him.
Amen,
follow him closely. Not at a distance, but closely. Stirred up to do God's will. Because we're living in the last of the last days. The Lord is coming soon. But he's coming after a church that's ready to meet him. A people that's looking for him. Are you looking for him tonight? We need to be looking for the Lord, don't we? To come, to return. To take us home. This is not our home. Is it? And I'm sure glad. My God. Our home is heaven. The Bible says our citizenship is in heaven. Isn't that right?
Amen.
So if our citizenship is in heaven, that means we need to live like it, don't we? We need to really make sure that we honor the Lord and follow him and obey him and please him with all that's within us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That food for thought tonight is, you know, if we'll take heed to that, it'll help us, won't it? Amen. It'll help us. Because God is saying, look unto me. And God said, look unto me, all ye ends of the earth, and be saved. Can only be saved through Jesus Christ. Isn't that right? Jesus Christ came down to save the lost. And he's still saving the lost. And saints of God, let's continue to pray for our families.
Amen.
Pastor Venables, how God is moving in his family. Amen. He's moving in ours too. Hallelujah. Let's be faithful. Let's be true to God. And just because God didn't come last week, Don't throw your hands up. Don't throw your hands up. But say, Lord, I know you're true. I know you're faithful. Do this for me in your own time. It's in God's timing, isn't it? See, it's, hallelujah. If we can just, hallelujah. God, just help us tonight, God. Have mercy upon your people, God. God, bless this church. Bless the saints here. God, strengthen us, God. Help us to love thee above all and to love one another, Lord. To put you first in our lives, Lord. God, help us to continue in your word that we'll be your disciples indeed, Lord. Help us to follow you not at a distance, Lord God, but help us to follow you closely, keeping our eyes on you, Lord God, that you keep us in perfect peace. You got a song, my brother. God is so good. God is so good. Oh, he's so good. Yes, I just...